Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
Hey, Shimane, woo! Tell him like it is, girls! Who's the damnedest man you've ever met in your entire life? Put that camera on that sign one time. Put it up one time. Slick Rick! Woo! And I want the whole world to know I got my Learjet sitting right out there at Peach City Cab. And in just about 20 minutes, I'm going to ease down the steps. Ted Turner by my side, getting my limousine, ride on 85, getting my Learjet, woo, and take off to New Orleans. You got it, New Orleans. If you're watching right now, I'm 42,000 feet, easing on in. Because in several hours, woo, I'm going to walk that aisle. Look at as only the nature boy can look. Oh, so fine. I'm not even going to tell you. It's going to be JD on my left and Mary on my right. But I'm not telling any of you which one of my robes I'm wearing till I get there tonight. The bottom line is, Big Dust, if you got the butterflies, don't feel bad. You got to wrestle the world champion. And in New Orleans tonight, the joint's going to be packed. And I don't do no job in front of 70,000 people. I walk down that aisle and I take care of it. Who is only Slick Rick here? And then, one more public announcement after I beat up Dusty Rhodes. I'm going to ease across the street to the High Regency and drinks all the champagne, anything you want is on the world check.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Whatever will be,
The future is ours to see. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another evening of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're live on Rant EM Radio.
And the free karaoke, done especially by Mr. Phil Rea.
Yeah. Thank you, Chops.
That's what I'm here for.
That's definitely what you're here for. to moderate my karaoke.
That's what Choppy does for Philly.
You know karaoke means tone deaf, right?
Does it really?
I think so.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
Okay, terrific. Oh, man.
All right.
Hey, Shaylin, I have to ask you a quick question. Did you have some habichuelas or just actual regular beans? Because I see she had some London broil tonight.
I had London broil for dinner this week.
Ooh.
Wifey made it with some kind of marinade. And also, she also made jambalaya. Are you a jambalaya fan?
Jambalaya's fucking amazing.
I had chicken and andouille sausage with really spicy, dirty rice.
Yum yums.
Yeah. To the point where I was at work yesterday, and I took a bite. My partner Simon looked at me, he goes, because I had my head down, he goes, a little hot for you? I'm like, shut up. Because we're like, him and I are like the elder statesmen now of the crew. And we're also 3 months apart in age, so he's been there. He actually just celebrated his 12-year anniversary. I do mine next month.
Wow, nice.
Right? So I work with him now on Thursdays. And we back in the day, we used to go, every time we went on vacation, we bring back bottles of hot sauce. And we do, like, hot sauce taste tests, you know? So he's like, oh, you gotta try some new shit. I'm like, I'm not putting hot sauce on top of this fucking hot, dirty rice.
No. You don't
listen,
want that.
I've done it. See, I love spicy food. Matter of fact, I just shared my dinner with Choppy. I had boneless buffalo wings.
Fantastic.
Right? Really good, right? From this new chicken spot that we found. And I love hot food, but I want to taste my food. I've had food where the sauce just burns your face off and you can't taste the food.
Correct.
You want to taste the food. Especially, like, that's why I like Thai food. Because Thai food has, like, different levels of spice.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You guys, your country doesn't have a lot of spicy food, right?
Not really. Right? No. It's just basically just salt, pepper, and just sauces,
yeah,
whatever.
Nothing, like, out of the way, nothing crazy.
No, we have really good desserts, though.
That's not true. And I only know that because you don't eat dessert.
Listen, we have good desserts.
You're full of shit. Then prove it then. I'm still waiting for this. Where's the spot where you're taking me to? Where's in Jersey, right?
No.
Where's the Portuguese spot that you said there was really good food?
Perth Amboy, where I used to work at.
Jersey.
Yeah.
You, no. You said no?
No.
Isn't Perth Amboy in New Jersey?
I don't consider Perth Amboy in New Jersey.
It's the edge of Staten Island?
Yeah.
Only local people know what I'm talking about. Shaylin's like, ha ha ha, that's funny, I bet. Hey, everybody in the chat room, I see Mongo, I see Shaylin, everybody else is anonymous. Thank you for everybody tuning in live on the TuneIn.
We have the Yoda of yesteryear, the Messiah of memories.
The Messiah, Chunky Larry is a wordsmith, man. Shout out to Chunky Larry, shout out to Geeks of the Industry. They're doing some huge things over there in Geeks of the Industry. And just a cheap plug. If you're a horror movie fan, if you're a wrestling fan, you're a pop culture fan, please do yourself a favor. Check out Geeks of the Industry. Also, tomorrow night, if you're not doing anything, I have no life because I'm old. I probably won't be doing anything. Mike Norenganger of the Midnight Jury is teaming up with our dude Justin from Inconclusive Breakdown, and they're doing a show together.
Nice.
The crossover in the making for years. If you guys know Inconclusive, they're pop culture, they're wrestling, they're all that. And Midnight Jury is old school pop culture and movies and wrestling, some wrestling. They don't do a lot of wrestling anymore. I gave Mike shit about that recently. I'm like, you guys should be doing more wrestling. I spoke to him on the phone a few months ago. But they're not into it no more, really, because they're not interested. So I can understand why, you know, especially after Sunday's fucking pay-per-view. We'll get into that in a little while. but a lot of things going on right now with the Rant and Shining Wizards Network, Geeks of the Industry. There's so many things going on. Keep it locked. Just hook up with all of our affiliates. All the links are on our pages. Speaking of the Rant, shout out to Lee Champion. He is the new inductee to the Rant EM Radio Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, kind sir.
Apparently, rumor has it that I was a finalist this year.
Ooh!
Isn't that great?
That's awesome, dude.
So I want to thank everybody who... whoever AA is conspiring with, I want to thank for considering me. So...
I mean, you're at that tender age. You're at that tender age where, you know what? Maybe you should be a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Tuffy's a pain in the ass.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, it's true. Is that you know what? I'm going to ice skate that.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, terrific.
Good. That's great.
So, yeah, Choppy wanted a new soundbite, so I'm going to make... I didn't make it yet, but I just got it from... But this is going to be a new one.
Alrighty then.
Yes! He wants that one.
That's great.
So I didn't make it into a clip yet, so I will.
Mongo just said that his spice levels only catch up. They can only go as high as ketchup.
You know, it's funny. I went to the old neighborhood last night to see my mom, and I haven't seen her in like in 6
That's
months.
That's right. How was that?
It's so weird, my old neighborhood, with you know, with the gentrification and everything.
Salad Works.
Oh,
and...
please. I'll get into that in a second. So we passed my Aunt Vita's house. Remember my Aunt Vita? I told you she was 500 pounds.
Yes.
And she lived in it. You got to get the kids.
Yeah.
Well, I passed Aunt Vita's house, which her daughter, my cousin Kathy, still owns the house. Like the only one alive still.
Okay.
House is in their name for like 50 years. And I passed Aunt Vita's house, and I had her husband, Uncle Guy. He put ketchup on everything. Like,
is he one of the guys that used to put ketchup on steak too?
Everything.
Oh my God! Why?
It's because so if Mongo was telling me that that he, you know, is a ketchup guy, I can't knock that hustle.
But you know? On steak,
everything he put. Oh, he put steak on every. He put steak. He put.
Ketchup. I put steak on everything
I put steak on that shit.
Ooh,
I put
that's it.
That's it. How do you do it?
Do you want that infinity money?
you want that gauntlet money? You want them gemstones, Poppy?
Ooh, stop it!
You like my?
I need a Thanos in my life.
That's right. I need a classy Thanos, nigga. That's it.
Right now.
That's it.
How
do you do it? He'll pay for my tits. How you doing? You gotta listen to Maurice's podcast. Oh, man, it's fucking awesome.
That shit must be.
It's 45 minutes. It comes out every Sunday.
It must be hysterical.
I download. It's my Monday commute to work. It's fucking hysterical. Hysterical. Yeah, so I went to the old neighborhood last night. My mom is very bougie, okay?
That's no.
Is what the kids say. Yeah, the kids say this. Last week, I tell my mom, listen, Mom, Sunday, Mother's Day, we're going to a really, really cool, classy Eastern European restaurant on Staten Island called Corzo. And we want you to go. You know, we'll buy you dinner, you know, take care of you for Mother's Day. She's like, oh, well, send me the menu. So I text her the menu. She writes back, no, I'm not going there. I'm like, you ungrateful son, honey. So, instead, she wants pizzeria food from the fucking hood. Apparently, a friend of the family took over a real popular pizza joint that's been in my neighborhood for over 40 years.
Okay.
And shout out to Sal from Joe and John's Pizza. He used to run Pizza Classico. He was a friend of my cousin Buddy who passed away. They used to be chefs together. And Sal has a really great menu. And now I know why my mom wanted to go there. Because the food is fantastic, you know? So, going home last night, I'm getting all the feels. You know, I actually took an express bus so I can go through Queens and,
yeah. And
you know, go through my old stomping grounds. And I was just going down Fresh Pond Road, and I was like, man. And I'm looking at all these new places and all these shops. It opens very, very Polish now. It's like little Krakow. All the Polacks, they migrated from North Brooklyn. They just came down south to Ridgewood.
So I was actually in your neck of the woods this week as well. I was on a Covert Ave.
Covert in Bushwick.
Yes.
On by Decatur Street.
Yeah. So yeah. I took Knickerbocker all the way down.
Of course.
Towards the Polish area.
Correct.
I couldn't believe how many Polish delicatessens are
yeah,
there.
Yeah. And you know what? If you like Eastern European food, that's the area you want to go to now, you know?
Yeah, get a pierogi.
Fresh pierogies from Brooklyn, man. Oh, yeah. You have not lived. You had a fresh pierogi from Manhattan, Avenue, or now Ridgewood,
yeah,
and you know Greenpoint or Williamsburg or now Ridgewood. So I went there. I went last night to hang out with my mom, and mom and I have a very unique relationship. And my mom is 63 years old.
God bless.
And she will kick any of your mom's asses.
She almost kicked Greg Valentine's ass.
She's out of her mind, crazy, right? So, you know, now she does the roll call last night, has all the friends, you know, has so-and-so, has Choppy, has this, has that. So that took a half hour because I haven't seen her in 6 months.
Yeah.
And she's on Facebook every 8 minutes. But last night she was off her phone for a couple hours. I was happy about that. You know, so I got her attention, which was fun, you know. And she said something to me, and I was like, hey, you know, I can't come out tomorrow. I'm doing a show tomorrow night. And she just looked at me. I'm like, hey, you know I do a radio show, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And I said, yeah, and I'm pretty fucking successful. And she just looked at me, you know. But yeah, my mom's had a hard life, and you know, she kind of like has this attitude of like, you know, this is me, and if you don't like it, fuck you. And you know what? I said to her last night, I said, listen, man, I said, people ask me all the time, like even my therapist, my friends that don't know you or don't know my life when I was growing up. It's like I tell people all the time, when it was good, it was really good. When it was bad, it was terrible. And we had some really bad hardships growing up. And I told her, I was like, you know, I'm really glad you never moved us. And I had this conversation with my man Dooch today, because my man Dooch, you know, I told you he lost his wife. He mm-hmm. moved back, and he's in the Bronx now with his family. And Dooch lived 3 blocks away from me. And I was like, yo, Dooch, man. I said, you know, I had a conversation with my mom, and I told her, I'm so glad when everybody wanted to pick up and move to, like, Long Island and Jersey, you didn't move us. And she looked at me like, what? I couldn't afford to move you. I'm like, exactly. I said, I'm glad you didn't move me. She said, why? I'm like, because I would never be the person I am today. Like, if you would have took me out of the hood, I would have been a soft punk-ass bitch. So, I said, you did me a service. And I said, I'll always forever be in your debt for letting me do my thing in the street. Because if I brought it home, you'd probably kill me, you know. I ran with the craziest of people. We talked about this today, too, on the phone, my man Dooch. I said, you know, if I would have brought that shit home, my mom would have killed me. You know, so I thanked her for letting me be a wrestling fan, and thank you for letting me bring all my sporting goods into the house, let me be a fucking slob and be a teenager and, you know, sneak girls into the apartment when nobody was there and, you know, get in trouble. And I mean, I did a whole bunch of shit, but I earned her respect, and I like that, because she talks about me to her friends like I'm like the second coming. My son don't ask me for nothing. He's independent. He does his thing. He's so smart. Da, da, da. I'm really not that smart. And really not that independent in certain ways. But I feel like my mom appreciates me more now as an adult than as a kid, if that makes any sense. Because we fought a lot. We butted heads because I told her this today. Last night she didn't like this. I said, I have high expectations of you. And she looked at me. I was like, yeah, you fucked up a lot, you know. In your life, and you know, you had bad this, you had bad that, you made bad choices, but it affected us in a way that you didn't mean to do it on purpose. You were just living your life, and in the interim, you know, messed up ours a little bit. But I'll never hold you accountable for that. You made choices, and the choices you made are who you are today. And look at you now. You're old. You're retired. You have a great guy who takes care of you. You have all these grandkids now. I said, and you have kids that are not dead, are not junkies, we're not alcoholics. Well, we all fucking, we're chemically imbalanced. I am anyway. But I feel like I've done you a service too. So, and I told her, this is Happy Mother's Day. Here's this fresh meal that I just bought you. Enjoy. Here's a little card for you. And I just want you to know that just because I don't come around anymore, that don't mean I don't think about you, you know, because it's important. If you don't have a relationship with your parents, or if you are estranged, you only have one mom. Like, I had father figures growing up, but they were in and out of my life. Like, but you only have one mom. And you and I had a conversation, because you recently had some stuff going on, and I said, you know what? And I told you this too. I was like, you know, you only have one mom, you know, and you got to make shit right, you know. And you don't have to like them, you don't have to really love them a lot, but you do have to respect them. And, you know, with Mother's Day coming up in a couple days, you know, just if you're not with your mom, or if your mom passed, you know, just think about good times. And if you're just not right with your mom right now, give her a phone call, man. Tell her you love her. Tell her you're thinking about her. Thank her for putting you on the planet. You know, thank her for putting up with all your bullshit as a kid, because they put up with a lot of your bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, you're a parent now, so you're going to see this growing up with Logan. He's going to give you and your wife a lot of shit, you know. And then when he gets old enough, he's going to appreciate all the sacrifice you made. He's going to appreciate all the long hours you put in to work and keep him clothed and fed and all the fucking gear that he's going to get and all the spoiling that we're all going to do to him. Like, he's going to appreciate all that. Oh, now I know why Dad is working all these, mom is working all these crazy hours, you know. My mom was a single mom. We were on public assistance. My mom hustled. She worked odd jobs. She ran numbers at the bingo hall. Like, my mom was, we were like white trash rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never really went without. You know, we never, and I told my mom this too. I was like, here's something, because I was raised by women, you know?
Yeah.
And I was raised by women, and I said to her, I'm like, you know, nah, not for nothing, you surrounded yourself with some really positive people. You had good friends, you had some nice relatives always around you, always helping you out with us. Now I have that. I have that. Yep. I have amazing friends that we all take care of each other. We all do the right thing for each other. Like your family, you know, you guys are my family, you know, you and you, our inner circle are my family. I don't keep a lot of friends anymore. I have a lot of acquaintances. I don't keep many friends anymore because I have this strong bond with my people, my crew, you know. We even have t-shirts. Choppy's wearing one. So you get it. So do yourself a favor, man. Call your mom. Tell her you love her. Even if you see her every day, even if you talk to her every day, just tell her you love her, tell her you appreciate her. Go buy her some flowers, go buy her some candy, a perfume, whatever she likes. My mom's bougie, she wants money, she's fucking, what do I need? I don't need anything, just give me money. I ain't giving you nothing this year, I'm buying you a fucking meal.
That's it.
That's it, but yeah, seriously. So all the moms, have a great Mother's Day, and shout my mom out, I think she's listening tonight. I love you, and thank you for letting me do my thing. Seriously.
Yeah.
So.
Mongo says, has Choppy's trapeze parents told Logan that there's no Santa yet?
Wow.
Ring that bell.
Wow, Mongo.
What a dick. No. Not yet, no. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised by the time he's like 2 years old. But hey, you know, Santa's not real, right?
I think Choppy appreciates that more now because he knows who Mongo is. Choppy didn't know who Mongo was. I just revealed it to him recently.
Yeah, his secret identity is going to remain a mystery.
Remain a mystery.
He will.
It would have been a mystery if it wasn't for you meddling kids. Right, well, you're Mongo.
Stop. Will you stop? Can you Snagglepuss?
It's the Murgatroyd. He gave me a rusty trombone, even.
Oh, man. Hanna-Barbera cartoons were fucking on fire.
Virgin.
Yeah. Very fuego.
Yeah.
Spear checker.
That's not nice, Mr. Garrison. But, yeah, yeah, man. So, what else is going on this week? Yeah, I told you about my...
Oh, we saw Cobra Kai.
Ooh.
Was that a good show?
Can I tell you what fun that was? I was mad because I started watching it Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Double A posted the link. So, YouTube is slick. They give you the first two episodes for free.
Correct.
I thought somebody leaked it. And I was like, this is great. I got all the... And I saw, like, the video, yeah, like, the playlist. I'm like, I'm going to watch them all. I'm going to fucking binge watch them. Then all of a sudden, da-dunk, subscribe now. I'm like, you son of a plum of stanky bitch. I was so mad. So now I post on social media that I love Cobra Kai. And, all of a sudden, hold on, who's texting me? Yeah, so I posted, and then my man Mr. Forbes, my man Eric, Mr. X's Choppy, hashtag heel parents.
That's right, the heel parents, I love it.
So, anyway, so Eric posts the a link to watch them all, but by that time I downloaded them all. I'm from a torrent site.
You fucking assholes.
I am. Thank you. Thank you, torrents. So I downloaded every episode, but then I watched them on my phone on the way home the other night, and I was like, man, this is so good. And I was telling Choppy, wifey bought me a Cobra Kai shirt.
Yeah, I saw it. It's dope.
Right? So I told Choppy, I'm like, because he only, what do you want, episode 5, you said?
I finished 5, and I'm going to start on episode 6.
Okay, so you're going to start getting people who haven't seen it, around that time, because when you see the coming attractions and you see all the trailers, and Surf has been talking about this for a year. Surf has been on top of this, so Surf has been waiting for it. According to Surfer, it was Daniel LaRusso who was the asshole now, right, and not Johnny, right?
Okay,
Johnny Lawrence, who comes back into the valley, whatever. And it looks that way initially, but as the story progresses. And you learn the backstory of Johnny, and then you start learning what's going on. You're like, wow, man. This is, like, they did this really well. And then I saw Ralph Macchio on Kelly Ripa on accident. I was on YouTube. I was doing this, you know, you when you fall into the fucking rabbit hole and you start watching videos.
Yeah.
Because I hate Ryan Seacrest with his passion. I can't stand
him. I think he's a douche.
That dude just, he's probably a nice guy. He just irks me the wrong way, that guy. And he wears Dick Clark's headphones on New Year's. I hope he gets fucking syphilis, you know? So.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate that dude.
Ring that bell.
Yeah.
Syphilis.
Yeah. The clap, maybe.
Whoa, jeez.
Something. Listen, Dick Clark's headphones are like, you know, Archie Bunker's chair. You don't touch them. You know what I'm saying? That dude's got balls. He dresses like Dick Clark. Fuck him, man.
And he's like 5'2".
Hey, fuck yeah. Fuck you, you midget motherfucker.
Midget motherfucker. Look at that alliteration. Look at you, buddy.
Yeah, Seacrest out.
Seacrest.
I think I had the name of the show. Seacrest out. Anyway, so Ralph Macchio is pushing 60, okay?
Yeah.
And he still looks 25.
It looks like he was still in My Cousin Vinny.
The two youths.
The two youths.
Are you on drugs, Mr. Gambini?
Excuse me, Mr. Gambini. What's a youth? Oh, I'm sorry. Youths.
Mr. Gambini, what's a youth here? Fred Gwynne was awesome. Are you on drugs, Mr. Gambini? Fred Gwynne. Rest in peace. So, yeah, Cobra Kai was fantastic. And again, this came out in 84. So I was Mikey's age when this came out. So this is a part of my youth. And this was Karate Kid is one of those movies that when it comes on, you never.
Turn I have it to off. Watch it.
You have to.
You know what? Even like for example, Karate Kid 2 and Karate Kid 3 are not the best. I still like those. They're
oh, of course.
They're near and dear to my heart.
Of course,
because I love the fact that he goes to Okinawa in the second one. Yeah,
and then the whole thing with the revenge with John Kreese and Terry Silver.
Yeah, man, that's good shit.
Yeah, it was great, and it was well done. Well done.
Yeah,
well done. And it's all the feels like. Daniel LaRusso's mom is in it. You know, Pat Morita's gravesite is in it, you know.
Danielson.
Yeah. It's got all the feels. It's got a child abandonment. It's got a bunch of shit in it, man. And Johnny Lawrence is fucking awesome. It's a very cool, complex character.
My favorite part of the show is when, I forget the kid's name that he trains, Johnny Lawrence's kid.
Yeah, well,
the little Spanish kid.
Yeah, don't blow. Oh, yeah.
It's in the trailer.
Yeah, what the hell's his name? Diaz.
Diaz. He's like, kicks the shit out of four guys in the lunchroom, dude. It was fucking insane. That's in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler there. So.
Right.
So suck it.
Yeah.
Not fuck it. Suck it.
Fuck it.
But, yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of that show. That show was really, really, really good.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that. So if you haven't seen it yet, go see it.
Also, I believe Luke Cage comes out June 22nd, season 2.
I'm excited for that. I was having a conversation with my stepdad last night, I was telling you, off the air. And my stepdad said, you see Avengers? I'm like, yeah. My stepdad's a casual fan, you know?
Yeah.
So he looks at me, he picks his head back up, he goes, I saw that Deadpool movie for the first time? I'm like, what, the first one? He goes, yeah, that guy's pretty fucking funny. It's like, yeah, yes, Papa, he is pretty funny.
Yeah.
So my stepdad's invested now, so, and... I explained to him the whole backstory. It was free comic book day last Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't get anything. What'd you get?
I picked up three books, okay. And I bought World War Hulk. I've never read it.
Really?
When he comes back to Earth to get revenge?
Yeah.
I never read it. I saw Planet Hulk. I watched it. I read it, you know, but I never saw World War Hulk. I bought it 25% off. So.
You do yourself a favor and read Weapon H.
Yeah, I'm going to read that too.
Weapon H is fantastic.
Yeah.
The Hulk with Wolverine. Wolverine's adamantium? Forget it. So today, the decorator went to go to St. Mark's comic book shop in the city.
Love that place.
She brought some comic books and she goes in and she knows what the fuck she bought.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I see a single Weapon H comic book in there and I'm like, oh.
Weapon H.
I was like, what are you going to do with these comics? She was like, oh, you can have them after I'm done. I'm like, oh, okay. So after they're done shooting, I can have these. She's like, yeah, absolutely. Bunch of graphic novels in there. I saw Conan the Barbarian was in there.
Yeah, I had a friend, Steve, he called him Wonder Boy. And Wonder Boy was a big Conan fan. He got me to Conan when I was a kid.
Like, the comics were good.
Yeah, those old 80s Marvel Conans were pretty intense.
Dark.
Yeah, dark and violent.
Yep.
You know?
Which is very it was not common for Marvel to do that in the 80s. It was very kid-friendly at the time.
Right.
DC was very violent.
Sergeant Rock.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Love Sergeant Rock.
And I don't know if people know this, but like Men in Black was actually originally a comic book.
Yeah.
And the Men in Black guys, the agency, they're not the good guys in the comic books. They're the actual the assholes. They're the dicks. They're the bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guys.
Yeah, so check those comic books out. They're pretty good.
What's going on in the chat room?
Mongo says, I'm like that with the Fugitive movie. If it's on, I'll have to watch it. The Fugitive is a good movie.
I think everybody has that movie that when it's on. I have like five of them.
For me, it's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, Karate Kid, Scarface. What else that I watch when it's on all the time?
I have a couple.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I have to watch. I love that movie.
I like it, but it's
It's sentimental to me and my sister Tony Lynn, so it's...
If I see, for example, Back to the Future, I have to watch it.
Yes, Back to the Future is one of them, yes.
Karate Kid, I have to watch
E.T., I watched it, dude, and again...
Overrated.
Yeah, but it was just... I loved it as a kid, so... Yeah. I have to watch
E.T.
it.
E.T. fun... No. Can't do it.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know what it is about that movie. I like Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's a good movie.
That's a great fucking movie.
Hello!
Or one of Robin Williams' best movies. Hello, good morning, Vietnam.
I have the soundtrack. This is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Yeah, it's so good.
Then hang me. Want to get a rope and hang me?
So good.
You're in Saigon. You're amongst the little people now.
Ho Chi Minh.
What a gem he was. Oh God.
The music is amazing in that movie. It's a great. That's a really good movie.
It is.
Forrest Whitaker's in that movie. Yeah.
Oh God! What is glass
Uncle
eye?
Floyd's in that movie? You guys don't know who Uncle Floyd is. I don't know his real name, but he was a very, very popular variety adult show on UHF channels back in the '80s.
God, UHF! You remember that, huh? I remember UHF too.
It was like a variety show.
Oh yeah.
That's where I discovered NWA wrestling.
Look at you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. All right, so we got some wrestling news. We actually
nice little segue there, buddy.
We have some wrestling news.
Shoot.
Well, I've been doing this for a couple of years.
You
forgot about me,
get
right?
Get the fuck out of here, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've done this for about 5 or 6 years now.
6 years in July.
Yeah, man.
We got to do something big for the anniversary
show. Hey, motherfuckers,
show.
We better have a big house that night. We better have a bunch of you motherfuckers in the chat room.
Yeah, it'll be the first week of July. Normally it's a holiday weekend because I started the show July 3rd.
Yeah.
2012, I think it was. But we'll normally celebrate the weekend after because everybody goes away that weekend. I don't want to, you know.
What's going on that weekend?
I don't know. But it's 4th of July. I don't want to.
Oh, the celebration of our independence.
Yes.
The Portugal's independence, right?
Yeah, the World Cup.
Yeah, okay. Like, we're going to win that shit.
Where's your sandals tonight, Fanuc?
You know, no, I wore my Tim's today.
Tim's today?
Yeah, why not? Got to keep it classy. I got to look like a regular mook every now and then.
Okay, fuck.
All right, so Sunday night. Last Sunday evening, I was getting ready to watch Backlash.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, again, I'm home. It's the beginning of the week, so I'm like, whatever. I went to the supermarket, got some snacks. I'm texting Mr. X. Like, this is going to be, you know, and we're really more into basketball right now and hockey because it's the playoffs. So, and I haven't been watching all the games. X has been texting me with all the fucking, the rundowns. Him and his fucking LeBron James can suck it, but... You know.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, he's the greatest player alive right now, but still, I hate
who?
Him. Yeah. So, he's giving me all the rundowns and stuff, and I'm finally catching up with the hockey. Very, very crazy that Vegas team made it to the fucking the West Finals. It's insane. Their first year, it's insane.
Yeah, because they just got that arena. They have to do something.
Well, I mean, who would expect an expansion team to make it to the fucking Western Finals? Yeah. They're 4 wins away from the Stanley Cup Finals.
I know.
That's insane. So, good for them. Anyway, so we're going back and forth. I'm watching Backlash in the chair, and I'm solo. The kid doesn't give a shit. He's not even home at this point. So I figured I was going to get him to watch because wifey wasn't home. She went to the movies, and I was like, man, what the fuck? This is a great movie. And the opening match was Seth Rollins and The Miz.
That stole the show for me.
Dude, I was like, this is... I had high hopes for like 10 minutes. I'm like, and even me and X were like, this is great, fantastic. And then the rest of the night. So.
Yeah, it just...
you know. And what bothers me even more is, like, you know, now you're going to have a co-pay-per-view with the brands, which makes perfect sense because you don't need fucking 24 pay-per-views a year.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. And WrestleMania, you know. Excuse me. So I was very, very disappointed. And, you know, here's the thing, too. I fell asleep on the last two matches.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, man. And I was like, because I can't invest in Bobby Lashley. I can't.
He's sloppy.
And, you know, people were giving Nia Jax shit about the bullying promo. And her match was decent. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. No. I enjoyed it. It was okay.
But, like, listen, man. I understand where people are coming from in terms of, well, she's not that good. People were tearing her apart. And I'm like, was it that bad? Was it like, it wasn't cringe worthy. It was just like, it was really scripted. And she said she read from a script. She didn't ad-lib any of that shit. You know that was scripted because of the way she delivered it. And I don't think the fans are getting that. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather, if you're going to judge the match. The match was fucking good. And I don't like the skirts, but the match was good.
It was fine.
Right. So people are like, oh, the promo ruined it for me. What do you mean it ruined it for you? How can a promo after a match ruin it for you? Are you that fucking, are you that desperate to be on social media, to have your voice be heard, to say that? Like, are you that hard up about that? That's your hang up? That the bad promo after a good match? Who gives a shit what she says after the match? It's just added nonsense. It's all it is. If she had a bad match and then did a bad promo, by all means. You know what I'm saying, Chop? By all means, go ahead, fucking dog it. But come on, man. Give me a fucking break. You marks are the worst, man.
I'll be honest with you. I only saw the two matches, which was The Miz and Seth Rollins. And then I saw the women's title match. That was all I saw.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't see the rest of the pay-per-view, but in all honesty, I had a live correspondent there that night. We had
Rob and Aline.
And then I had my next-door neighbor, Jesse, and his wife, Jenna.
And Jen and her husband, the people we went to Raw Anniversary with.
Okay.
They were there, too. We actually caught them on TV.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And the consensus was all pretty much the same with they were a little worn out. My neighbors were a little worn out because they thought that the last match was going to be Nakamura and AJ.
Which that sucked too.
Yeah, I heard it was terrible.
Like you would think.
He was happy that he got to see Nakamura live.
Of course. He was. That's a spectacle. He's great live. So was AJ. AJ's amazing live.
And then when he found out that he still had to go through Roman and Samoa Joe, he was just like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go home. I'm tired.
You know, it's too long. You know what pisses me off, too? Like, they're going to listen, we all know Roman is Vince's guy. That's the guy.
Yes, okay? Correct.
So now, are you going to force-feed guys like Joe against him? Are you going to take him out of the title picture?
I have actually heard that they're going to de-push him now, from what I've been reading.
Who, Roman?
Roman.
And just give him, like, mid card matches or for now, next to the main event matches?
Yeah, for now just mid card matches because I guess they feel like the Roman Reigns experiment is just not working anymore.
And that's a really good segue too, because apparently Vince saw people walking out during the main event.
Pissed.
Now I got Elaine and Rob wanted me to go, right? And I had my state practical exams that day. I had to take my practicals. And if you pass those, you get to sit for the state exam, right? And this is pretty important for me. And I was done within an hour and a half. But did I really want to go to fucking Jersey and then try to get home that night? It was like, I didn't have the car.
It would have been a mess.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't fucking go. That pay-per-view was horrible.
It was pretty shitty.
That pay-per-view was fucking horrible. Like, I don't... And, you know, it's going to happen. You're not every pay-per-view is going to hit a home run because of the bad... Not bad booking, but just bad match selection, you know?
I agree with Mongo. I think he says no excuses to have a bad pay-per-view anymore, but the level of talent that roster has is unreal.
We said that a couple of weeks ago about the talent. That's a fair assessment too.
The most athletically gifted talent right now of all time.
That's exactly what I said to you a few weeks ago.
We have Seth Rollins and the Miz, who I feel doesn't get enough credit for the matches that he has, is a good performer, very 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 good performer.
Right.
And I, in all honesty, I would not be surprised if he's the one who dethrones AJ Styles for that WWE title. This past week, he won. If I was looking at the clips on YouTube, he won his Money in the Bank qualifying match. So who knows? He might get the Money in the Bank briefcase for a second time.
Yeah,
and cash in on an AJ. You wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised. They're gonna have 3 Money in the Banks now. I heard women's, men's, and tag.
They're gonna have the tag?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, that's weird.
Now it's weird, and I like it. I hope I didn't disappoint you, but.
That's cool.
Here's why I like it. Because, you know, first of all, I'm a tag team mark. We all know this, right? It's common knowledge. But on top of that, I feel like now they're going to be having to force to keep teams together, which I like. Like, back in the day, you didn't break up the Fantastics.
Yeah, after all.
Back in the day, you didn't break up the Rock and Roll Express. And when you broke the Midnight Express up, it was way after. You know, when you broke Harlem Heat up, it was way after. So when you broke the Steiners up, it was way after. So, like, they kept teams alive for a very, very long time. And if this Money in the Bank thing, if you win the Money in the Bank, you stay together as a tag team. You know what that means? Story time.
Yeah.
Story time. Tell me a story. You know I'm hard up for that. Tell me a story. I love that. So, it's a gimmick. I'm not a big fan of it. It's my second least favorite pay-per-view next to fucking Elimination Chamber, but now, for story purposes, I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think, like, when you told me there's going to be a Money in the Bank tag team one...
It's a rumor, but
I'm down for that, dude.
It's a rumor.
It's like something that's never been done. I think it's going to be great to see what happens. It's going to be awesome to see which tag team gets the Money in the Bank briefcase.
And how long they stay together.
Yeah, man.
How fun is that?
Crazy. Hell yeah.
How fun is that? That's fun.
Speaking of breaking up and keeping teams together, the rumor mill right now is due to merchandise sales going down for the New Day, there might be a possibility that they're breaking that team up and giving Big E
finally
a tremendous push, because he could talk.
I said this to Scott when he was on my show.
Yeah.
I said this to Dave. And then I said this to you when you first came on last year. He can work.
He can work. He can talk.
And he's a big dude.
And he's a big man.
Vince likes that.
Yeah. If he could work, you could talk, and you're a big man, forget it. You're in Vince's good graces.
Correct. So.
And the fans love him, by the way.
Yeah.
The fans love him.
Yeah, because he can work.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. He reminds me of, I don't want to say the same person, but he's got that Ken Patera build to him. But Ken Patera really couldn't talk and really didn't work as well as Big E did, but those big guys that can move like that, there's not many guys with his physique that can go like that.
Like, what really impresses me about Big E is when he does that big splash, when he jumps up and does a splash,
mm-hmm.
and when he goes through the ropes with that spear.
Yeah.
Like, when a guy's hanging off the ropes and he does a spear right through the ropes, that's impressive to me.
Yeah.
For a guy his size.
Nah, he's good. I liked him when they had him with AJ and all that, when he was a
body. Oh, with Dolph and him?
Yeah.
I actually thought that they were going to get the tag team titles from Team Hell No.
Yeah.
Back in WrestleMania 2013, WrestleMania 29, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Team Hell No, I heard Daniel Bryan on Jericho's podcast this week. Good listen. He explains the entire process of how he came back, and how they didn't let him back, and the stuff that he did on the side, and the doctor wouldn't let him, and you'd be surprised how much of it was his fault, and he totally admits it. So it's a good listen, you know? So what's going on in the chat room?
Milo says, let's just hope Big E doesn't know throw a rock through a McDonald's window.
Like Ken Patera did.
Yeah.
Good call, Mongo.
If you think about it, he's an accomplished grappler right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, NXT champion, Intercontinental champion, tag team champion, longest reigning tag team champion.
It's an impressive resume.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a world champion one day.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You can push him. Biggie Langston, Bob Blacklund. I always said it.
Wow.
I always said it.
Holy shit.
It's true.
But, and that's another thing. Why the fuck did they bring in Bobby Lashley when you have fucking Biggie Langston?
I hope he gets injured. I don't want him to get, like, permanently injured. I want him injured enough where he can't wrestle anymore. He is one of the worst characters in existence.
So bland.
He's like the fucking dollar store wrestler toy that you buy that can't move, that has, like, the one pose like the old LJN figures. Like, he's the worst.
I remember when they started pushing him in 2007, I used to call him Black Lesnar.
Black Lesnar.
Yeah, because he was just like, like, dude, he's like, they're trying to make him Lesnar. He's not.
He's Vince's boy. Don't be surprised they fucking push him for a title shot.
Oh, God, I hope not.
You know, because I want them to put the belt on Finn Balor so bad.
It's not going to happen, dude.
Oh, no, I know.
I wish it would, but it's not.
I know. I just want them to.
I know.
If not him, at least Braun Strowman.
Me or you?
That's probably me. My phone is heavy on the vibrations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Android.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm getting hockey updates from Mr. X. All right, it's a 7-game series, man. It's okay, because the team I picked to win the cup is getting smacked, he said.
How'd the Rangers do this season?
Not good.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs.
How'd the Devils do?
The Devils made the playoffs.
Did it? No, they didn't.
They got knocked out in the first round.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'm shocked.
They're a young team.
Bobby Lashley is a Super Saiyan Wayne Brady. Wow.
But I like Wayne Brady. He's a funny motherfucker.
He's all right.
You saw him on Dave Chappelle?
Of course I did.
That's the best.
Does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
That's the best part! A Wayne Brady bitch! I like Wayne Brady. I don't like Bobby Lashley. He's the shit.
He sucks. I can't believe they made him world champion and United States champion back in 2000.
Put the belt on Strowman. He's over.
I want Strowman to win the fucking title already. He's so over with the crowd.
Is he in Money in the Bank this year? He didn't qualify yet.
I think he's in it.
Imagine him climbing that ladder.
Oh, forget it.
That's going to be a spectacle.
I don't think he needs the Money in the Bank briefcase. He's so over, though.
No, he doesn't need it, but if he wins it, it'd be, again.
I want him just to win the title. Just be like, win the fucking belt from Lesnar.
Dude, I agree, man. I'm not even.
How much do you want to bet that you're going to have Lesnar beat CM Punk's record just to say, hey, he beat CM Punk's record? Yeah, but how many matches did he have? 10? To do it?
Another segue real quick. CM Punk is going to be in Chicago the weekend of the All-In event.
Would you be surprised if he makes an appearance there?
That's all the marks are saying. He's going to be at the one-hour tease place. They're selling tickets for it.
I want to go check out that store one of these days. Go to Chicago and check it out.
Yeah, we're invited to go that weekend with some of the TakeOver crew. And they're even offering to drive us. So, I don't know. Nothing against Rob or anything, or my cousin Anthony, but I would really hope if you were able to go, I feel like we could do some shit down there. Like, we do podcasts, we can do some shit, we bug out. There's still talks of me going. I can't commit to it yet, but it sounds like a really cool event.
I mean, I don't know what the match lists are listings.
They have a qualifying match at WrestlePro.
Really?
If Flip Gordon wins his match, he gets... They're busting his balls, Flip Gordon. The Bucks are.
Yeah.
So Cody had put it on Twitter that if he wins his match at WrestlePro, he qualifies to be All In.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, he's wrestling at WrestlePro. I think it's next month or July, I forget. But yeah. So shout out to I like... I'm a Flip fan, you know that.
Nick German's a big Flip fan, too.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll stick with Cody Rhodes, because his wife Brandi got really hurt. She got injured. She had some surgery.
Really? I didn't know
that. Yeah, she busted. She fought with two broken vertebrae or something like that. She had surgery. She's fine.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she fought hurt. Like, she had like a couple places were busted up, and she fought. And she's not that good anyway. But for her to fight injured, that's pretty. You know, pretty.
I'm pretty sure Cody thinks she's good in the bed.
Yeah, she's adorable. She's cute. Let's see. So we have new world six-man champions. Shout out to Axel Foley. He was there at T-Dot on the 9th, 2 days ago. So you don't like the Kingdom, right? You're not a big fan?
I liked them when it was Adam Cole, baby. I liked it with Mike Bennett, Maria, and Matt Taven.
Yeah, you don't like Marcek, Lear, and O'Reilly?
Who?
Yeah.
Fuck those mooks. That's my... You know what?
Hold on, hold on. Are you doing it?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I did something for you today. Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
All right. Here you go.
And now it's time for Choppy.
Fuck you!
Wrestler of the Week.
Thank you for that intro. That was very nice. So my fuck you wrestlers of the week.
Wrestlers.
Are those two mooks from the kingdom. Why the fuck are they with Matt Taven? That motherfucker has more talent in his little pinky than those two mooks having their fucking dicks. Fuck those assholes, dude. They suck. They look like the most generic indie jobbers that probably go for WrestlePro or PWS. Fuck those pieces of shit, man. Come on, man. Matt Taven should have been the Ring of Honor world champion by now. That motherfucker's been television champion, tag champ, fucking six-man champ.
It's true.
Come on, dude. Really? That guy doesn't need these fucking mooks with them. So, for now on, what's the guy's names again?
It's Vinny Marseglia and...
Who?
I forgot the other guy.
Vinny Marinara?
No, Marseglia.
Who?
Matt from Shining Wizards had him on a show a few months ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did Matt tell him to go fuck himself?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because he sucks. So those two mooks, fuck you.
All right.
They suck.
You like my new intro for you?
I love it. Thank you. God. They really, really suck. Do you see anything coming out of those two guys?
I don't know. I feel like they're just...
Vinny Marinara is not that good, man. And who's the other guy? Do you know the other guy's name?
I think it's O'Reilly. It's Riley, or I forget the other guy's name already.
O'Reilly.
It's Riley or
something. O'Reilly Report? No,
not the O'Reilly Report.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
we'll stick with ROH. The War of the Worlds tour is going on right now.
Oh, we were at the last one, remember?
Yeah,
that?
They're streaming an iPay per view tonight, so I'll have the download tomorrow of the tonight's show, which I think is in Philly or Maryland or something.
Of course, you're going to pay for that download, right?
Me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Fuck out of here.
You pay for all your downloads. Come on.
Some of them I do. Not all. 90% of them I don't.
Speaking of downloads, you need to download the Death of Superman DC animated movie that's coming out.
Is it done? Is it out already?
It's almost out.
Oh, well, when it comes out, I'll buy.
You really?
Of course
I've
seen
so many fucking incarnations of that movie.
I have the book sitting in front of you, somewhere in the boxes.
I have it too.
Not the comic book, the actual book.
Yeah, I got the graphic novel.
Richard, no, not a graph. It's a book. There's no pictures.
Oh, I need to have pictures.
No, I have the book with pictures, but I have the book without pictures.
I can't do books with words. That's too much for me.
Richard
to read.
Something wrote the book. I forgot the guy's name. He wrote the book. It's a good book, though. It's a good book.
Nick German just said, let's go Caps.
They're beating up on Tampa.
Who the fuck are the Caps?
It's his hometown's hockey team.
Fuck them! Fucking mooks.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
No, he's not.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
No, he's not.
Will you stop?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, terrific.
Let's see what other news we have here. Okay, I got one more thing. Shaw got a boob rupture. Did you hear about this? She had to go get surgery.
Well, they looked like shit anyways, didn't they?
Yeah.
So who cares?
And she lost teeth at a house show.
Okay.
So her titty broke and she lost teeth in the same week.
Good for her.
That's a rough week.
Good for her.
Like, you think we have rough weeks? If my tit and my tooth ruptured in the same week, I'd be messed up.
If I had a ruptured tooth, that'd be a problem. But I don't know about... I mean, she needs to fix them titties anyways, from what I heard.
Yeah,
they don't look too promising, those poor things.
Yeah.
I heard Miss Bliss has a fucked up shoulder.
Yeah, and she got a boob job too. That's why she was off TV for a minute.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her.
Everyone says that she has a shit locker. Where?
She does, but
where?
But she's also like 5'2", you know.
5'2", more like 4'11".
4'11", yeah. My aunt Tina's the same height as my aunt Tina.
Jesus Christ. That girl's too tiny, bro. I'm afraid I'd break her in half.
Oh, I would snap her.
I can't.
Dude, I give it, and I'm not even bragging. I give it two back shots, she lost a spleen.
No, it's...
Dead ass, man.
Really? That ass would be dead for sure.
I would kill that ass. Rat-a-tat-tat that ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but, as Double A would say, toot-toot, you know? But I think that's it. I don't have any other news. You have any other news?
Let's go Caps.
Yeah, let's go Caps.
I don't know.
Let's go Caps.
I I think they're planning on keeping... oh, God. Did Nick just send me this? Good God.
What did he send you?
He sent me a picture of what's her name.
Who, Bliss? That's not her.
No, that's Charlotte's...
Oh, Charlotte... Oh, she took a picture of her boobs?
That's when, before her thing ruptured, I guess.
Oh, okay. Is that really her?
That's her, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. They that's what I
she's like Ric Flair with tits. She's not that good looking.
Oh, God, did you...
I'm serious.
Woo! Oh, boy. Jeez Louise. My fuck you titty of the week goes to Charlotte.
When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this.
I would love for her to do a promo like that. When you get on my Space Mountain,
you like these tits.
You better like these
tits. You better like these tits. That's no lie.
You like this hat. You better like this.
Could you imagine? She asks Michael Cole. Mike Cole, you like these tits?
Sure do.
You better like these tits.
John the Coach, you like these tits?
Sure do.
You better like these tits. That's no lie.
Ooh, lordy, lord.
Mess here, look at this barbecue.
Ooh. Wow. We're on fuego tonight.
Charlotte, where'd you get those tits?
I got it from a knee.
Wow. Well, alrighty then.
Alrighty then. Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
We'll have that mastered next week.
Oof.
All right, is there any other news?
Did you guys see the Twitter post from Vader earlier this week?
About his heart surgery again? He's going to post every time he has a cardiac procedure. Listen, you're 450 pounds. You need cardiac procedures. Sorry. I hope he heals. I don't need every fucking update from the cardiac, you know, cardiac cath lab, you know? You know, he was told, from what I read, he was told for years he needed to get fucking help and he refused. That's where the issue lies with me as a medical person. I'm not in shape. I'm a prime candidate now for cardiac emergencies, right? But if they told me to do something, if I go to a doctor tomorrow and they said, Phil, you have to stop eating this, or Phil, you have to stop doing that, guess what Phil's going to be doing? I'm going to be stop eating this and stop doing that. He didn't do that. So, like, I don't need an update on Twitter every time he goes to the fucking doctor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a, for me, it's like an old issue. It's old hat now. Like, okay, ooh, he had the big surgery. Everybody's praying for, keep Vader in your prayers and blah, 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 blah. That's fine.
All right there, Don Tony. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a Queens thing. So, that's what me and Don Tony get it from. Everybody said blah, 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 blah back in the day.
Mongo says, it's time. It's time. It's heart check time.
It's cath lab time, if
ooh,
you will.
Ooh,
get in the cath lab. Get in there. Get your EKGs done, baby. Anyway, I'm the surgeon man. I'm the surgeon man.
He's the common surgeon man.
I'm the common surgeon man. Give me some of them plumbings. All your plumbings is all messed up. Your pots need to be cleaned, if you will.
Could you imagine?
Your arteries are blocked, baby. Let me give you a rhinoplasty, if you will.
Could you imagine if he was the gynecologist man?
All right, baby. Let me see them lips, baby. All right, spread them dips for daddy.
We gotta fix it. Ooh, look at that plumbing.
Ooh, look at the net. We got a barbecue in it.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
Dusty Rhodes, OBGYN.
Oh, so this is what they meant by the American dream.
Ooh, sweetheart, where'd you keep your labia? It's hanging like a wizard sleeve.
Put the other sound bite from him.
What? You like
the you know, the lips. When you smack the lips.
Oh, the hat.
Yeah.
If you put your hands on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
On the side of your face.
Let me tell you something. I want to know how big your clitoris is. Help it. You can hang an ornament off that thing for Christmas, baby. Can you imagine Dusty with the lady's legs in the stirrups? He's like, God damn, what you eating? You got a yeast infection down here? What you going, want the bread, baby? What's wrong with you, baby? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your vagine, if you will?
Mongo said Dusty would be the best proctologist.
All right, listen here. You going to bend over, I'm going to stick my thumb in your coolie. And you're going to cough on me.
Cough, right? If you will.
If you, and then I reserve this stratosphere for me, you, and your asshole, if you will.
Oh my god. Woo! That was fantastic.
How about Dusty Rhodes DDS? Oh god, you got some gingivitis up in that bitch. Let me see that here.
Hey Dusty, how you say gingivitis again?
Gingivitis, if you will. Good lord, you got some bleeding gums.
Oof.
Ooh, lord, look at that barbecue. Ooh, look at this.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't want Dusty Rhodes in any kind of medical instrument. That'd be fucking hysterical. No, the gynecologist would be pretty funny.
What if he was like the cosmetic surgeon?
This is what we're going to do here. Come here, Miss Smith. I'm going to give you a tummy tuck, if you will. I'm going to take some bladder off your thighs, and I'm going to stick them in your ass, make your butt big.
And you see this liver spot on my side of my belly? I'm going to give you one of those, too, you know?
I'm going to give you double matching liver spots.
That's my stamp of approval that it's been done.
Yeah. That's like his, you know how the Cabbage Patch Kids had the signature on his ass? On their asses?
It'd be a liver spot.
It'd be a liver spot. That's Dusty's fucking...
Oh, God.
Dusty's... signature.
Woo! Fuego tonight!
That's right, baby. Let me tell you something, if you will. If you come down to my offices, I have it all for you. I'll get your smush checked out. I'll get your boobs done, your teeth done, your ass done, and your neck, if you will.
Wow.
I am the man.
Thank you, Dusty.
That's right. You can call me the Doogie Howser.
So you have your PhD. Your player haters degree.
My player. Don't hate the player, baby. Hate the game.
Ooh, yeah. There it is. Oh, wow. All
right, listen. We've done enough with Dusty, man. This is insane.
Wow, we're on fuego tonight.
We're on fire. And you said, I'm a little tired tonight.
So I couldn't believe
I'm not going to have any energy tonight. I'm really exhausted.
I am.
Don't worry about it, bro. We'll be all right. And then, you know, 40 minutes, an hour in, we're flying.
Yeah.
We got a cool throwback for you tonight. We're continuing with 1998. This was a fun pay-per-view.
It was good, man.
And I watched it twice. That's how much fun I had watching it. Even though it had Chris Benoit in it. It was fun. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
So stick around. We're going to take a quick break. And we are going to plug some of our friends.
Pastor's in their house.
Oh, cool. What's up, Pastor?
Hey, Pastor. How you doing, buddy?
Blessed be the Pastor Sidell.
Jesus!
All right, so we're back in a couple of minutes. This is Phil, this is Choppy, this is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio, part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always, and we'll be right back. Right, Lord Alfred Hayes?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
What up, Mutt?
Oh, yeah!
My absolute favorite Macho Man Randy Savage theme. It's so good.
So, this was 1999.
Yes.
Right? And I watched, because when you leave the network plan, it'll play the following year's pay-per-view.
Yes.
So, I watched Spring Stampede 99 today while I was folding laundry. And I got to tell you, when they brought Gorgeous George back, she's a pretty girl, man.
She's hot.
When she dresses, like, not so skanky, she's beautiful, man.
Isn't she, wasn't she dating somebody from Rancid or something like that?
Probably. I'm not too sure. I didn't do my homework on her.
Oh, no, she was dating someone from the Misfits.
I believe it.
She's married to somebody from the Misfits, I think it is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I forget. I think it was the drummer.
I take your word for it. I just don't know.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Live on the Rant. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the chat room.
It's the Yoda of yesteryear. And, yep. and the asshole face.
And the asshole face. All right. So I played that for Choppy.
That was great.
And they brought her back. And Tony Schiavone said, like, she looks good. And I'm like, you know what, Tony? I talked a lot to the TV today. I'm like, you know what, Tony Schiavone? You're right. She does look good.
You know who's also a nice piece? Was fucking Molly Holly, dude. Miss Madness? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was a big Molly Holly fan as a wrestler.
She was hot, though.
Yeah.
I thought she had a nice shit locker herself.
Yeah. She's no Layla, but she's definitely.
Well, Layla's
fucking gorgeous. Ooh,
she was beautiful, that girl.
Dude, she was like half Spanish, half something. She was
Moroccan.
Oh, God. She was fucking. That face alone. Forget about her body, man.
Her face is beautiful.
Yeah.
Just a natural, beautiful girl.
Do terrible things to her face.
You would, huh?
Absolutely.
Would you, give her one of those special facials, the Philip facial?
Yeah. Heat and all.
Oh, good for you.
Heat and all.
I'm proud of you for that one.
Will you stop?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Mongo approves. Yes, Molly.
Yeah. No, Molly Holly was cute. I really wasn't a fan of, like, Tori Wilson.
You know who was a butterface? Was Candice Michelle.
Yeah, I didn't like her. I did like Dawn Marie, man. Dawn Marie had that Jap face, you know?
She's Greek. She's hot.
Yeah, but she had a Jap face.
You think so?
Yeah, she wasn't a Jap, obviously. But
I know.
But, and I didn't like Francine until she got older. Like,
Francine?
Francine looks better now.
Francine, I didn't like her in ECW, but, dude, she got older, and she's like that fine wine. She looks amazing now. God bless her.
Yeah,
actually very friendly with her on Twitter.
So am I.
She talks back to you and everything. She's very nice.
Yeah, she's not doing press right now, but she said, but she thanks us for talking to her and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to think of anybody else that was like okay.
There's a couple of one that was cute. Like,
I never thought. What's her name? God, the girl from ECW who's the strip.
Kimono Wanalea?
No. The new ECW.
Mm.
The blonde? Kelly. I didn't think she was all that.
Kelly, nah.
She was not all that.
No.
I thought Miss Tessmacher.
Miss Tessmacher.
She's cute.
Dude, Dana Brooke in dress clothes, she can get it.
Dana Brooke, I think she did a lot of work on her face.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know. Yeah. Them Botox injections, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Nick German sent me a picture of him and Layla.
Who, Nick German and Layla?
Look at that.
Oh.
Very nice.
Damn, man.
I thought Nick German was gay.
Nick.
Oops.
Nick is far from gay.
No, he's very straight. He has two kids. I'm just joking.
He's far from gay.
Two beautiful kids, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Look nothing like him, thank God.
Thank God. Jesus Christ.
Fucking.
God bless his wife, because if he looked like him, forget it.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you ready for our throwback tonight?
I am, sir.
All right, let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
It's not like you were going to say something. You all right? You had that look in your face. Like,
yeah.
What were you going to say?
I just popped into my head. I forgot. I was watching NXT and Ricochet was on talking.
Okay.
And of course, some Mark says, oh, Ricochet's boring on the mic. Dude, shut the fuck up, man. It was like his first promo on the E. Come on, man. For some reason, Nick's kids look like the pool guy.
Yeah, well, serves him right for fucking messing around on the internet and not hanging out at home.
There you go.
Serves him right.
Too busy trying to be Consuela on Instagram and trying to get, like, these pedophiles.
No, Nick no home.
Nick no home.
Nick no home. Oh, yeah? Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
So, this was, what?
April 19th, 1998, from Denver, Colorado.
Let me get my notes real quick.
The attendance was 7,428.
Which I thought was a little low.
And it was around the time that WWF finally overtook WCW in the Monday Night Wars.
Correct.
Okay. Breaking the streak of 84 losses. They had a lead for two straight weeks. WCW was feeling pressure. Steve Austin was on fire. And with 97 ending the way it did, even though it was a great year, it would have been the ultimate good guy moment as Sting defeats Hulk Hogan and Starrcade and the whole thing.
It was just crumbling down little by little.
Yeah, so you play the opening package, which was the power struggle between NWO Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, and Kevin Nash. Yeah. Right. Coming off the Savage's cast coming off tonight, the main event will be a no DQ as he's the referee. And whatever. So, your opening match, which...
Bill Goldberg.
Versus Perry Saturn.
Holy shit!
Now, let me... First of all, I said holy shit, too. Well, I was actually taking a shit while I was watching it, because I could see my TV now from the bathroom in my bedroom, which is pretty cool, because they moved it. And I couldn't believe that Goldberg went more than 5 minutes.
Dude! That's because Saturn forced them to go more than five minutes.
8 minute match.
It was good.
It was a great match. I thought it was. The early part of the match was a little sloppy.
That's fine.
But it was really good. It was at one point the Flock jumps in. Saturn gets the rings of Saturn applied, but Goldberg breaks out of it
and puts him in the jackhammer.
In
the
jackhammer. Wow, dude. Really fucking good match.
My favorite spot of the match, I think, it was when Goldberg had him in a pump handle position and just fucking suplexed him right from there.
And again, like, people shit on Goldberg, but like...
I don't like Goldberg, but this match was good.
He held his own for a minute, dude.
And Saturn is a fantastic
performer. Phenomenal worker.
Unbelievable.
One of the most underrated workers in the 90s, period.
Very good worker. And then, you know, Kidman getting involved was also necessary in the match. I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, Raven's Flock was prominent at that point.
Yep.
Raven was U.S. champion. This was before Goldberg dethroned him.
Correct.
For the U.S. title. So...
Very good match. Very
Absolutely.
Good opener.
Absolutely.
Got the crowd on fire.
The train keeps rolling.
Yeah.
Chavito with Eddie in his corner.
Let me tell you something.
Versus Ultimate Dragon.
This match was good. And I'm not a Chavo guy. I'm not.
No, but the commentary team puts over how Eddie is kind of riding Chavo to be better. And
my favorite part of the match is when Eddie covers his face with the towel. He's like, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best here.
Fans are chanting Eddie sucks.
Yeah. He's like, Chavo. Eddie's gold in this match. Oh, man.
Fresh Ultimate Dragon's gear is amazing.
Mexican colors.
Oh, my God.
Because he lived in Mexico City.
He trained in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know? He did live in Mexico as well.
If I'm not mistaken, he's fluent in Spanish, fluent in Japanese, and also fluent in English as well.
Yeah.
He's a very, very intelligent man.
Yeah. He does what Saturn couldn't do in the first match. Saturn went for an acai moonsault
and
botched it.
I remember that.
Ultimate Dragon actually hits the moonsault.
He's the originator of the acai.
That's his last name.
Yeah.
And this motivates Chavo to get up, hits a corkscrew dive. Then Dragon seems to be hurt. Chavo looks worried. Eddie shouts out, this is Chavo's chance to do the thing, get over on him. And Chavo, of course, being the good heel, the face that he wants to be, is very reluctant. Goes on the offensive, only to be suplexed into a reverse small package for the two. He nails Eddie's trademark brain buster, which is dope.
It was really good.
I didn't realize how dope that really was until I saw it. And then he chooses to tell Eddie instead of winning. And then, of course, he tries Tornado DDT. Dragon kicks out right into the Dragon Sleeper.
That was a really good spot right there. When he, I thought he was going to hit the DDT, and then all of a sudden, boom, Dragon Sleeper.
11:49.
Good match.
Very good match.
Very good.
And the train just keeps on. This fucking pay-per-view, guys, seriously, though, go back and watch it. It's a fun pay-per-view. It really is fun. I watched it twice. I watched it on the way home the other night from work, and I watched it today.
This next match, though, Booker T versus Chris Benoit for the WCW World Television Championship.
Now, I've always wanted to cover all seven matches, okay? This, I think, is...
The best seven yet.
No, this is not...
Because let's keep in mind, the best in seven was whoever won the best seven got to fight Finley.
For the
World Television title.
Yeah.
So basically right now it's just a regular World Television title match. But let me tell you something. It was one of the most stiffest matches on the card.
Yes.
Oh my God, dude.
I feel like Booker T had to up his game.
He did.
To keep up with Benoit.
Had to.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, people still saw him as a tag team wrestler, not as a singles guy.
Right.
And I believe Benoit brought the extra little oomph in a step to Booker T, and that was it.
Match goes almost 15 minutes.
Very good match. The one part of the match that really concerned me is when Benoit puts him on the top rope and does a back suplex off the top of the rope, and both their guys' necks hit the mat. It looked really, really punishing. I don't know if you saw that. Remember that?
Yeah,
it was
pretty
bad.
Well, at one point, Booker does a spine buster.
Yes.
And then Shivani calls it the sidewalk slam.
Yeah, which
right?
stupid.
Whatever. And, you know, so Booker does the Booker's axe kick catches the official.
The referee. Yep.
So it's a typical ref bump. And it's the 90s.
It's a dusty finish.
It's a dusty finish. Benoit pulls him in the way, of course. When Benoit puts him in the crossface, no one there to call it. Booker reaches for the ropes and hits the mat. Seeming like he's going to tap, there's no way out. Booker helps the official up. Oh, I'm sorry, Benoit helps the official up, and then Booker hits him with the big kick over the ref to retain.
But the thing is, nobody notices it, is that Chris Benoit pushes the ref into the axe kick.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
There was no time limit to settle the score that couldn't be done on TV.
Yeah.
But this was a real... like Choppy said, it led to bigger things.
Yes.
This was the opening, the floodgates for Booker T.
And you know what? At the time, I was like, man, how many matches are we going to get out of these guys? It's just too many. And then I was... It didn't matter to me. After a while, I was like, man, this is good. It was just great.
I think we spoke about this. I might have been you and I off air.
Of course.
That a lot of guys fought each other a lot. And
yes.
You really didn't realize until you saw it back again because of how good it was.
The quality.
Right. So, and you didn't care.
No.
That, you know, Raven fought Diamond Dallas Page fucking...
And those matches were good, too.
Correct.
They were very good.
Correct. So you didn't care.
No.
All right, so the card slows down a little bit here.
Oh, with Davey Boy and Neidhart against...
Davey Boy Smith looked terrible.
You know what it is? I think he was still fighting his demons at this point, and I think and he wasn't in the best shape. And Neidhart as well. Neidhart was sporting a little pudge there. He wasn't as in...
Oh, yeah. They were all dumpy and drugged out. Rick Rude looked fantastic. Now, this falls into what Matt Squires brought up last week about if he would have stayed alive, this is perfect. Because if he would have stayed alive, he would have been a main player in the NWO.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa, like Wolfpack or fucking whatever faction that broke off.
I think he would have been just fine by himself.
Correct. He could have been world champ, U.S. champ.
Again?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to have seen him and Perfect as a tag team. If he was healthy,
they would have been a good team.
Oh, dude, it would have been Rudely Perfect.
Rudely Perfect.
Yeah, it would be a perfect name for them.
That'd be a great name. And you know, they were really good friends growing up. They're from the same high school.
I think they're like a year apart
in terms of age. But everybody forgets Rick Rude was predominantly a tag team wrestler when he first started his career.
Manny Fernandez.
With the Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, former world tag team champions. So.
I would love to have seen those two become tag team champions. They would have ran roughshod over that whole tag team division.
I 100% agree. Kurt Hennig wins the match, 4 minutes, 48 seconds.
It was funny because British Bulldog's trying to go for the sharpshooter, and then Vincent comes down dressed up as a fucking police officer.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, terrific.
That's exactly what I said when I saw this. I was like, oh.
Okay, terrific.
So, the WCW Cruiserweight Championship is up next.
Prince Iacocca. Fuckhead.
Prince Iacocca.
Yeah, Prince Iacocca.
Against the man of 1,004 moves.
Yeah.
Yep. Mr. Chris Jericho. And they played Jericho's Y2J music.
Yeah, but they couldn't play the fucking Pearl Jam song.
I hate that when WWE does that. I hate that. Yeah, I do. This was a pretty good match.
I enjoyed it.
Again, Cruiserweights dominate WCW. All had great characters, all good story, luchadors, dancers. They had everybody as a Cruiserweight.
Yep.
It was good. This was no different. Jericho now at this point is a full-fledged heel.
Yeah.
He is money.
He's on fire. Everyone's like rooting for this guy, even though he's the bad guy.
Yeah, it's the winds of change at this point. It's the winds of change. It's the winds of change.
And I believe Bischoff at one point comes up to him in 98 and is like, hey, how about joining the NWO? He's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You just, I'm good.
Yeah, keep that on a hop. Yeah, yeah. I'll stay here and do my thing. So it's Prince
Ikea. Prince Ikea.
Prince Ikea.
Mongo said.
Prince Ikea will be dominating this room in about a month or two.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, hey, why do I have to buy furniture from the Swedes?
Oh, look anyway. At you. Phil Seinfeld over here.
Yeah, I mean, hey. This was a good match. Jericho rolls him up into it's funny because they go up to the top rope to fall off onto the floor. They get it together where Jericho counters with a roll up into the lion tamer.
Yeah.
Only for Iacocca to counter with his own roll up of his own. Then Iacocca hits a Northern Lights suplex and it looks pretty off.
Yeah.
But Jericho then grabs the ropes and breaks the pin and then does another roll up with Jericho reverses that into the lion tamer and gets the win. 9:56. It was the longest 10 minutes of my life because I thought this match was never going to end. They did really well.
It was fine.
No, it was. I mean, like one of those matches you didn't realize what time it was. Like, oh wow, I went 10 minutes. You know, Jericho was great. Slows down again a bit.
Lex Luger, Steiner versus Steiner
and Buff Bagwell. Bagwell's faking the hand injury.
Hand injury, yeah.
Ironically, there's an orthopedic surgeon at ringside.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that worked out.
Fuck you, JJ.
Yeah, I would rather have seen Rick versus Scott solo because of the whole breakup.
They never did it, did they?
No.
It was always like tag team affairs. Yeah, stupid.
Stupid.
You could have had a nice little feud for like all of 98 with those two guys.
Yeah, this is... I hated this match. Scotty gets an Irish whip on Rick. Rick takes the heat. Rick was like the Ricky Morton of the team anyway.
Yeah.
Rick takes the heat for a dull minute. Then Lou gets the hot tag. Screaming clotheslines for everyone. You know, plated clotheslines. Hate Lex Luger.
You love him.
I don't.
It's your favorite wrestler.
When it ends up that being Rick versus Scott, Scott runs away like a coward. Rick chases him, but returns. Buff Bagwell being alone, Luger racks him. And that's pretty much it.
My favorite Luger moment. And it wasn't even the best Luger moment, is when the NWO had him in like a camel clutch or a scorpion deathlock in one of the war games in 96. And he's crawling to the back asking for Sting. And he's like, Stinger! Terrible acting.
I hate him.
Fucking sucked.
The next match, again, this is a Russo special. This was the baseball bat on the pole match.
No, isn't it Psychosis and La Parca?
Oh, Psychosis versus La Parca. Right, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm off here.
Shiny Wizards Tony is in the house!
Yeah, Psychosis. That was a good match. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a lot of high-flying action. You know, La Parca is just so funny.
Over.
Oh, the over. Chairman of WCW.
Yeah, and so, Psychosis at this point was not... They didn't really have a label on him. Yeah.
I can never tell sometimes with Psychosis at this time if he was a heel or a baby face, because
he was like the Doink the Clown, basically.
Yeah, man.
He was like the masked Santino, you know?
What's up, my friend? How are you, Tony?
What's up, Tony? But yeah, it was. I mean, it was fun, man.
It was a fun little match. I enjoyed it. It's better than Rick Steiner and Luger.
I like the Luchadors, man.
The Luchadors, even Super Kalo was great.
Yeah. Yeah, even Dean Malenko with Super Kalo was good.
Was it? No.
No.
Ciclope.
Ciclope, yeah, sorry.
That's going to be great. That's like his biggest pop of his career.
Oh, yeah, when he dressed up. Fuck yeah.
My God.
All right, so that was good, though. I enjoyed that.
Now it's the bat match.
Now it's the bat match. Yeah. It's the special, the Vince Russo special.
The Vince Russo special. I don't even think Vince Russo was here.
So it's Hogan and Nash versus the Giant and Piper.
Oh, God.
This is terrible. This was 13 minutes and 23 seconds. I'm not getting back ever because I watched it twice. So now it's 26 minutes and
let's keep in mind
27 minutes. I'm not getting back. I watched it twice.
Let's keep in mind, Giant was overweight.
That didn't even concern me.
Piper had a hip replacement.
He had a fake hip, yeah.
Hollywood. And Mr. Big Sexy himself, Kevin Nash, are not.
Nash was over at this point. Nash was over again next year, too. Like,
he's super cool with the crowd, man.
Oh, they fucking loved him. Of course. Man. They loved Kevin Nash.
You know what it was about the NWO for me at this time? It's like 96, 97, 98. I hated Hogan. But I love the Outsiders. I really love Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
I love Scott Hall, period.
Scott Hall's great.
Yeah. He's Scott Hall, period, I love.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, at one point, it was Giant gets in most of the offense.
Yeah.
Gives Nash an ass kicking. They hit each other with the big boots. Things break down. Giant hits a drop kick. That was cool to see that. Overweight as he was. Piper gets a sleeper on Hogan. Of course, does the ring break. Piper gets the bat, Hogan tosses it, here comes the fucking Disciple. Ugh.
You love the Disciple.
I hate all of his characters, even Beefcake.
You love the Booty Man.
The Booty Man.
You love Shark,
Shark. The Zodiac.
The yes! Zodiac.
No!
Yes! Yes!
No! Hogan accidentally ends up hitting Nash, starts the chain reaction, the actual breakdown of the NWO.
I think this pay-per-view was the catalyst for the NWO Hollywood and the NWO Wolfpack.
Correct.
Because next night, that's what they do.
Yeah, so NWO explodes at this point.
Yep.
So now you see it. So they hype Slamboree, which is what we're doing next month, I believe.
Yes.
Or, yeah, we'll do Slamboree probably next month. Or maybe the end of this month.
That's fine.
Oh, this was a fun match.
Fuck yeah, it was. Ravens rules, man.
Not my favorite match tonight. That was Benoit and Booker T, but this was my second favorite match.
Let me tell you something. Let's keep in mind that Diamond Dallas Page is the champion.
Yes.
Not Raven. Raven just stole the belt from him.
Right.
So, it was just a really, really good hardcore match. Well, yeah, because it's Raven's rules, so yeah.
Raven's rules.
Yep.
Shiny
versus Tony. Tito Santana for president of the LWO.
Orale.
Orale, bato.
Did you listen to Mega Pals on the Shiny Wizards?
I have not. I have to listen to it.
Give it a listen.
I will.
That fucking asshole. You think you're an asshole?
Oh, Mega Powers is much bigger than I. I love Mega Powers, but he's an asshole.
That's my dude right there. But yeah, take a listen to it.
I will.
It puts the icing on Tito Santana cake.
Well,
seriously, it worked out. So
it's either the icing or the Tabasco sauce, one or the other.
Hey yo,
hey yo! Oh my god! Woo! Why are we on fire today?
Hey yo!
So this was a good match. Ravens flock is all over the place. I forgot Van Hammer was in.
I forgot Reese was in this.
Reese, yeah, Reese is Sick Boy.
The Yeti.
The Yeti. The
Yeti's in Raven's flock.
The Yeti.
I like Sick Boy.
And Heavy Metal Van Hammer.
Fuck him.
Looks like a fucking roadie for Winger.
What about, what's his name? Bagwell's partner.
Oh, yes. Scotty Riggs.
Scotty Riggs. When he went to ACW, who's Scotty Anton?
Scotty Anton. Hey, Tasty Cakes. This has been called Scotty Tasty Cakes.
RVD was like, I'm going to hit you with the Van Terminator, Anton. And I'm like, ugh.
Did I tell you I was on vacation a couple years ago in Disney? I was in the Bahamas. Was it the Bahamas? Yeah, I was in the Bahamas.
I'm sorry.
Right? And speaking of Scotty Riggs, and the Wizards had him on, right?
Yeah.
And I downloaded the episode, and I was going to listen to it while I was under the umbrella chilling on the beach while they were in the water, right? He talked for so long that I actually fell asleep in the fucking chair on the show.
And you woke up and he was still talking.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what happened.
Mongo, you know what Mongo just said?
What?
Sriracha icing.
Sriracha icing?
That's what he said.
Orale.
Tony says, hey, don't besmirch Scotty Riggs. Best 6-hour interview we ever did.
See? What'd I tell you?
Oh, my God.
What'd I tell you?
Oof.
Okay, so Van Hammer runs in, gets hit with the sink. There's a sink in there at this point. Everything's in there, but and they say everything, but the kitchen sink? No, the kitchen sink was in the match.
It was in there.
Raven continues to kick out of everything. A stop sign, that's Tommy Dreamer's special. I wrote down the Tommy Dreamer special. Tommy Dreamer special comes into play, reminding me of the Revenge video game.
Yeah.
Because they had all the stuff in there.
You used to get the stop sign from the crowd.
Correct. Great. Correct. DDP nails every Flock member, which ends up with Kidman getting the Diamond Cutter, which is dope. And then some random dude is in. He whacks DDP with a stop sign, which was, what's his face? Sick Boy, right? Was it Sick Boy? I don't even know. I don't remember.
Sick Boy. Yeah, Sick Boy.
And then, of course, Raven hits the Even Flow for the win.
Was it Sick Boy?
I think it was. I have to go back and watch it.
Oh, dude.
Was
Lodi even prevalent in this one?
No.
Nah, forget it.
No.
I did. You know what? I know Jake the Snake had a really nice DDT, but I really like Raven's DDT.
Oh, Raven's lethal
DDT. Oof. My God.
I like how Raven dug in with his foot, with his bad foot.
Yes.
He's like, just dug in, then he fucking drops on you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Then we have the World Heavyweight Championship match.
I like this match a lot, actually.
Is it because you're a Macho Man, Mark?
No, listen, I'm not the biggest Sting guy, but I did like the way Sting performed this match. He was really good.
I hated Crow Sting until he
started. Why?
Because he never wrestled until, but I liked him as when he started wrestling again.
Yeah.
I'm a Sting guy. I like Sting.
Of course.
I was rooting for him so hard to be champion. I'm glad he was champion. It told a good story finally because I hated the NWO. But
the end of the match was like shocking.
This was cool. Again, I told you this before that I wasn't a big fan of Randy Savage in WCW.
I know, because he had lost a step or two.
A little bit. Not to the point where I was like, oh, he's dreadful, but it was like, it's okay.
Keep in mind, this is a year after his feud with DDP.
Yes.
So he probably had got injured a couple times in those matches with DDP. So.
Yeah, so at this point, at one point, this felt like a long match, but it was only 10 minutes.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't terrible. It felt long. Because of the end.
Yes.
Right. So at this point, Sting hits the Scorpion Death Drop. Here comes Nash, right? Why didn't you just go after Hogan anyway, right?
Yeah.
No one says anything about that. Nash jackknifes Sting and puts Savage over for the win, and the ref counts three as new champion. Was it me or having the Raven match before this kind of hurt the match?
Yes, I agree, because the match was so much better. Because you had all the. Because listen, when you have a hardcore match or whatever, Raven's Rules match, and then have a no disqualification match right afterwards, it's not a good idea. Very right. bad in terms of match placement. It wasn't a good idea.
Right.
I think the Raven's Rules match should have been right after, I believe, Benoit and Booker T. Because you had a very stiff match, and then you should have went right for the hardcore match. And then you would have put the old timers back out there, kind of like calm the crowd down after all those great matches. But to have that right before the main event, not a good idea.
Yeah, and this was just another case of them overbooking.
Correct. But how many matches was it? It was a lot of matches, dude. Like what, 10?
Nah.
10 matches, and they were all pretty good matches. Not every one of them. Some of them were duds, but
I always liked this stage setup. Like forever, like they had for with this the barn? They had the barn.
Yeah.
Like the next year, they had the stagecoach.
My favorite stage setup,
Halloween Havoc.
Hands down.
Correct.
I agree. That was the best.
I was hoping you'd say that. It's my favorite too.
Because with the little,
I'm invested. I bought the t-shirt.
Gargoyle.
This is my t-shirt.
Yeah, of course.
I got the t-shirt. I love the t-shirt. I love Halloween Havoc.
It's fantastic. I even like Bash at the Beach. That's not too bad either.
Oh, with the sand. And
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's fine. WCW did really well of making a 7,000 seat place look fucking like 20,000 people.
That's why I thought it was more. I thought it was more people.
7,000 people. That's
I know.
It. You wouldn't know until you read about it then.
But then by 2000, it went from 7,000 seat arenas to 2,000 seat arenas.
Yeah, because the E finally caught on and
shit was going down.
Shit was going down, and people were losing money, and writers were getting fired, and the inmates ran the asylum, started booking their own matches. And
yeah, it got
pretty bad. And that's next year, and next year is going to suck for pay per views for us, but we'll make it work. I'm not worried about next
year. I'll tell you right now, ECW 99 pay-per-views were really good.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Were they ever?
Yeah, ECW was looking for that TV deal.
It was funny, though, because in 99, ECW was pulling out all these great pay-per-views, but they weren't making any money. They were really losing out.
So, you know, I feel like, besides the overbooking, right, and besides all the other shit, this was a really good pay-per-view.
It was solid.
Yeah. Yeah. And they did a really good job of breaking up. as much as they kept the NWO around for so long, they did a really good job of breaking them up. Not into fucking smaller factions, which really stunk, but the initial breakup was dope because there was that power exchange between Hogan, Nash, and Savage. Scott Hall was like the right after that, like into 99, Scott Hall was like the literally the outsider, you know? So now it's like it told a good story, man. It really did. I enjoyed this part of WCW a lot. And it was cool with the Monday Night Wars because even though WWE was making that turn and now finally winning, it was still cool to channel surf. I remember having a conversation with Kevin Castle around this time because I was in a band and we would talk every Monday night. And I said to him, I remember even saying to him, like, I would watch Raw and record Nitro because it was a replay. So when I watched Nitro, I was like, man, it's really good. Like, you had a good time, you know, shuffling. And if you had a picture-in-picture TV, you were even better, but you know, I didn't.
Well, this is my thing about WWF 98. The matches were not all that good, honestly. But the storylines were fantastic. The stories were told very well.
Because Raw was strong.
Yeah, stories were told well, but the matches were not that good.
This is pre-SmackDown, obviously.
Because you got to think about it. Stone Cold broke his neck at this time period. His neck was broken, but he was still having pretty good matches.
Yeah, okay. Pretty good matches.
Very limited. He was very limited. I mean, The Rock and Triple H is what pretty much carried the show because their matches were really good in 98.
Correct.
You had the 2 out of 3 falls of Fully Loaded. Mm. You had the ladder match at SummerSlam.
This is 98.
Yeah.
Oh, we have all that to cover this year, too. Yeah.
I mean, like, there was a lot of, like, good matches with those two guys. And then you had D'Lo Brown with the European title and the chest protector, which was a very well told story with him and X-Pac.
Right.
Mark Henry with China.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. I think The Nation and DX pretty much carried a lot of the matches most of the time. And then the Outlaws were great.
Yeah.
But, like, the matches were okay.
And WCW could use, like, Thunder and...
Correct.
And they used their TV just as good.
Yeah.
And then followed up with the decent pay-per-views.
Yeah, man.
So you would get all these cool matches, and then you get a friggin' terrible main event.
Yeah.
That's basically how it worked.
For example, you said Mondays was Nitro and Raw, right?
Yeah.
Then you would skip, like, 2 days, and you would go right to Thunder.
Right.
Then you'd skip, and then you go the next day, which would be Friday, was ECW.
Correct.
And which was on TNN, and then right afterwards would be WCW Saturday Night.
Right.
It was, and then you, if I think by
night, and you had the main event on Sundays,
and then you also had the Sunday Night Heat,
and you had Power Hour,
Live Wire mornings. Live Wire was Saturday mornings as well.
Right. Yeah.
That was on USA.
Yeah.
It was. You think wrestling is oversaturated now? It was pretty oversaturated at that time too.
It was just more spread out, and it wasn't live.
Yes.
Except for Monday Night.
Shotgun Saturday Night was pretty good.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
Especially when Undertaker and Triple H fought in the Grand Central.
I'm a Johnson fucking almost killing somebody on a car.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. But, again, you're right. It was definitely saturated then, too, but it was spread out enough where, you know, it was almost like reading a fucking, like, a good comic book story where you had to read 7 different books to get one story. Mm-hmm. That's how it was with WWF and WCW. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too bad. You followed it. Now it's just more forced because of the way they have it produced. If you produced it better, if you produced it like the 90s, if you booked it like the 90s, then maybe I wouldn't complain about having fucking 5 hours of live television and still telling me a shit story.
Do you, like, remember when Nitro was 3 hours? Did you ever feel like it was long? Because it was a good show.
Right.
You watching 3 hours of Raw and I just want to fucking stab my jugular and put myself out of my misery because it's that bad sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I never felt like when I was watching Nitro, I felt like I was watching a good wrestling show. Yeah. And there were times that I was hoping in 98 that Raw would be 3 hours and it never happened because I always wanted to see more on Raw. But it's fine. I just think that Raw now is just, it's just not watchable for me, unfortunately. I don't want to watch it. So...
Yeah, I haven't watched Raw in since Mania.
I just watch clips.
I haven't watched Raw since Mania.
I will go on YouTube clips, and yeah, that's it. I rather watch the clips. I don't even watch it on Hulu. I just get really annoyed.
Yeah, Mike, you watch it on Hulu.
Don't care.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to me.
Yeah. No, you're right. Right, absolutely.
The last time I was invested in the Monday Night Raw is when Seth Rollins had those series of matches that were like an hour and a half or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's when I was invested in there. But then after that, I was just like, who cares, you know?
Correct. Mm-hmm. It was just annoying at that point. You know what I'm saying? So
I heard TNA is getting really good. Or not TNA, Impact, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. But I'll try. I just like, I've been so busy with school, with class and everything. Now that I'm done with class, I'll probably watch a little more during the week.
Sammy Callahan beat the shit out of Cyrus the Virus.
I saw that on I saw it on Facebook, yeah.
Messed him up bad.
So Sammy Callahan again carrying that gimmick.
Top heel.
Yeah.
Top heel of the company right now.
Indies, really.
And then
he's the new Kevin Steen.
Yeah. Yeah. And Pentagon is their world champion.
Yeah.
From so at I know it's taped, whatever, but he's at this time he was the world champion of Impact and the Lucha Underground champion at the same time.
Oh, right, yeah.
So dual champion.
Yeah.
So I was happy with that. Eli Drake is
dummy now.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I like Eli
him
Drake.
And tag team champions with the with Big Papa Pump.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe he still pulled off a Frankenstein.
Yeah, I saw it after he told me. Yeah.
I thought he killed himself.
What's in the chat room right now?
Mongo agrees with you. WCW mid-card was awesome, but the main events were weak.
Absolutely.
Mongo says that competition made wrestling great, and I agree.
Yeah.
There's no competition.
Yeah, and wrestlers knew it. Like, even the paid guys, the guaranteed contracts all these guys had, they still brought it, man. Nash still brought it. I'm not a big
Scott Hall.
Scott Hall was money. You know, like, everybody, Goldberg, they all brought it. Booker T, Benoit, Malenko brought it, you know? But Vince had to figure something out, and guess what? He did, and this is 1998, and I'm having a good time. Now with this new format that we have, that we brought on this last year, doing the year of the pay-per-views, because we're approaching 20 years of all these pay-per-views now.
Isn't that crazy that we're like 20 years has gone since 98? It's insane. Yeah.
I think there's so much that there was so much done between. But, you know, between then and now, you know?
Shaylin, Impact is getting... just talk to Nick. I've seen some clips online, and I'll be honest with you, it looks pretty good so far. And is it a work in progress? Yes, it's still a work in progress. It's still a little bit of improvement that needs to be done. But I think right now, I believe Cyrus... what's his real name again? I'm sorry. The Cyrus
Don Callis.
Don Callis. God, the other Canadian guy. The leader,
Scott D'Amore.
Don Callis and Scott D'Amore, I think, are doing a pretty good job of booking the show. You just got to give it time now. Hopefully, they don't go out of business. I think they're doing pretty well, and I'm glad that their base of operations is in Canada, not in the U.S. So they're doing fine. I just give it some time. It's like boiling water. You got to give it time.
Nick did post something the other day on the page about. Impact was pretty good this week, whatever. I just haven't gotten around to watching it. I'm not being, like, naive.
It's not enough time, you know?
Yeah, plus I'm really invested in, like, you know, my work right now, and I'm really invested in
comic book movies.
And comic book movies, and I'm even more invested in, because it's like a, for me, it's baseball, and then now it's hockey and basketball, really with hockey playoffs. I didn't only watch two games. I've been listening to it live on the radio on the way home. But there's so much going on. Like, I'm like, oh, man, baseball's just getting good now. You're like a month into the season and people talking and shit like that. So when I was in class every fucking Sunday, so I was a pain in the balls there. But I will definitely get around to watching Impact.
It's not bad.
No, I'm sure it isn't.
It's definitely, let's just say it's maybe five times better now that Lashley's gone.
Yeah.
Now that a lot of the old... Tessa Blanchard is an Impact. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh.
She's great. Yeah. I told you she was good before. She's great on
it. Yeah, we saw her at, was it PWS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's very nice. Very sweet girl.
Very cool girl.
Tessa Blanchard has a fantastic physique, yes. But you know why? Because she trains with her hubby, her future hubby, Ricochet.
Oh, right. They're an item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give Ricochet... Hey, guys, by the way, whoever says that Ricochet is boring... Shut the fuck up.
I love Ricochet. Stop.
He's fantastic.
I love Ricochet.
And you know who's his next feud?
No.
The Velveteen Dream.
Good.
Oh, my God. Good, they're going to tear it up.
They're going to tear it up. They're doing a UK tour, too.
Yeah.
You NXT.
You know what those main events are going to be?
Adam Cole's already.
It's going to be Undisputed Era versus Pete Dunne, Danny Burch, and Oney Lorcan. Those are the main events right there.
That's what they're talking about.
I'm excited. I'm telling you, NXT is like the NWA right now.
Well, that's what I'm watching tonight when you go home. NXT, yeah.
Watch the match with Tommaso Ciampa and Chris Hero.
He finally, because Chris Hero called him out.
Yeah, it's a good match. Yeah. It's a good match.
I know. I love Chris Hero. I always did. I'm a Hero guy.
The skirt matches.
Women's are not.
They're lackluster. Yeah. There's not any star potential.
I'm not impressed with any of those.
Shayna Baszler is
not
like,
impressed. And then I only like Nikki Cross. That's my girl.
They're not using her. What?
They're not. I don't know.
I think that she's being repackaged. I hope you know that.
I hope so.
And then they have this girl named Lacey Evans, who's like an Americana bitch.
I know who she is. Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah. She's not a fan.
And then Dakota Kai is like their Bailey now.
Yeah. And is that the sailor chick?
No, the sailor chick is Kairi Sane.
She's terrible.
They wanted her to replace Asuka, and it's just not happening.
You know what appalls me about her? Her moves are too pre-cut. They look like cookie. Like she, you could tell like she's has like a move set, like a video game.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't really. She's not well rounded in terms of like she can do the spot, but she's like maniacal. You know, like it's just like.
She's okay. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan, dude. Not
she's pretty. She's pretty.
She's nice on the eyes, of
she's
course.
She's pretty, but she's. Eh.
But she's like she's not even like a Joshi. She's like. She's just too robotic. Not maniacal. I meant to say robotic.
I think that Bianca Belair is going to be good. That's the girl with the long...
With the big weave?
The long braid, she's going to be good. Yeah. Obviously, Candice LeRae, her reputation speaks for herself.
She's good. She's solid. I saw her wrestle live already.
Yeah. So she's fine.
Yeah.
Right now, they're playing the gimmick that she's distraught over Johnny.
Yeah. It's good. I saw it.
It's a good story.
I saw it.
So... I'm excited for what's going to happen with NXT now. I can't wait to see what happens at TakeOver. My next door neighbor already got tickets for TakeOver.
Oh, yeah?
In New York, yeah. In Brooklyn. Yeah. He's floor seating. He's $200 a pop. I was like, wow, dude. God bless you.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch it at home.
Watch it at my house. We'll do it's all weekend, so we'll probably can do SummerSlam here anyway, so.
Yeah.
So.
I farted.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. I think that's it, partner. I don't know if there's anything else going on. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else?
I have gas.
That you have gas? besides that? Nothing?
That's it. I want some of that Infinity money to pay for my breast implant.
That's it.
I need new titties.
Hey, Aetna, you get nice tits.
I need that Aetna money.
That's it. I need the Aetna money, he said.
I need that Blue Cross Blue Shield money.
I need that HIPAA. The hip PPO, that's it. I need that 1199 union shit.
I need that THANOS.
I need THANOS. I need that Thanos money.
I need that Thanos, not Thanos. I need Thanos.
Did you see the meme with OJ putting on the Infinity
Gauntlet? Yes! Did you see the meme where... The Thanos memes don't stop. Yeah. Did you see the Thanos meme where he's dressed up like Suge Knight?
Oh yeah!
If you want to come to be a real villain, come to Marvel. My favorite, the other one, where Thanos dressed up like a plantain is like Plantanos.
That's dope.
Fucking great. There's a lot of Thanos memes that I'm really. There's another one where Thanos is on Twitter.
I didn't see that one.
And it says,
"Oh no."
How come none of my homies showed up for my birthday? And he's like, that's right, I forgot.
And he snaps his fingers. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I want to see that one. I want to see that one. That's pretty cool.
Oh, Lord.
That's funny.
What about there's the one with Iron Fist right now.
Oh, no. I love Iron Fist.
He says, hey, guys, I don't feel so good. And he kind of dissipates. And then you just see Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Daredevil laughing in the subway.
The best disappearing one I saw was a sports one. It was the 76ers getting eliminated in Game 7 by the Celtics.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And it's the one kid, I forgot his name, and it's like, I don't feel so good. I posted one today on the rant page of a kid opening up a box of Spider-Man toy, and it's all dust.
Yes, I saw that.
So I wrote, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
And it pretty much, there was a thing, it was another one that I saw where it's like, kids, don't buy any Marvel action figures this year. Jalen says, oh, man, those memes with Thanos are crazy.
Yeah.
They're super.
So before we go, I would just I'll mention one comic book thing. My guys I used to role play with, I played DC Heroes. My boy Dave posted a Thanos versus Darkseid.
Oh boy.
Like this Ghetto Geek Squad coming to your airwaves this summer, by the way. With myself, Choppy, Lou, a bunch of us to be doing
that. Who'd win that?
So of course I picked Darkseid because if Thanos don't have the glove, it's like
he's useless.
And Darkseid is like super uber powerful on his own. He doesn't need like a fucking apparatus to. So put that, keep that in your dome, peace.
You know, you want to know something? I think that Thanos is comparable to Mongul from DC. Just hear me out. Whereas, like you said, if Thanos does not have the gauntlet, he's pretty much a super strong, just something like Mongul. Whereas you said Darkseid is a god.
Yes.
He does not die.
He's a
die.
Demigod, yeah.
Yeah. So he's part of New Genesis, almost, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
so I think Darkseid would fucking destroy him. Easily.
Yeah. I'm actually going to consider printing up character sheets for the game that I played, I used to play, and I'll roll it out with dice, and I want to see how it goes.
There's so many characters I wanted to see. Oh, who was one guy I always wanted to see fight? I always wanted to see the Hulk and Solomon Grundy going at it.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot.
I want to see Lobo versus Wolverine, you know, because again, you know, that's their Wolverine, and Lobo's a lot more powerful. So, but you,
Lobo would fucking kill him.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like in some social circles, people don't think that this is definitely going to be a Ghetto Geek Squad debate.
I would love to see Guy Gardner versus Deadpool.
Yeah,
because they're both the smart asses.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of
absolutely.
There's a lot of shit we could do.
A Thanos Deadpool trade, a graphic. I saw it at JHU the other day.
I saw this this clip on YouTube where it was Thanos with It was actually the Spider-Man cartoon, the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not.
From the 90s?
No, from now.
No,
I didn't see it from now. Like, it's for kids. It's pretty much the Guardians of the Galaxy. They come to Earth. They're helping out Spider-Man fight Thanos.
Okay.
Thanos doesn't have the glove, but he has the Carnage symbiote covered all over him.
Oh.
It's really interesting. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I never thought about that. Then Spider-Man has to fight back and get his own symbiote. He gets the Venom costume. Oh, that's a good one. Vision versus Martian Manhunter.
Oh, my God.
That would be fantastic. Good one, Mongo.
Yeah, good call, Mongo.
I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, Martian. Ghetto Geek Squad is coming to... I don't know if it's coming to the rant. I didn't ask AA to pick it up yet, but Ghetto Geek Squad is definitely coming to your airwaves. We're definitely doing it with...
I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of, like, verses. Who's another one? God, there's so many, though.
This is going to be a... That'll be probably the first couple of topics that we cover.
For example, Deadshot versus Bullseye.
I can't. I'm telling you, Aquaman versus Submariner. Like
that would be dope.
I'm saying. Like you're doing now. You're digging into the rabbit hole.
Give me your alien race from DC.
An alien race
from DC.
Fuck,
man.
I could do the Skrulls. The Skrulls from Marvel against I don't know
New Genesis.
Maybe, but you can go. You can go anywhere, man. You can do, I mean, Superman versus Thor.
Meh.
Cap versus Batman, you know?
Yeah. I would like to see Vandal Savage from DC versus maybe like, because keep in mind, he's immortal.
Yeah.
Versus another immortal from Marvel. I mean.
Yeah.
Dr. Fate versus Dr. Strange!
Yes.
Oh my God!
And you could do that Dr. Fate, another two-person, creation.
Moon Knight versus Spectre?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Old Moon Knight
versus Spectre. Yes, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Plastic Man versus Reed Richards.
Oh, Reed Richards would kill him.
Oh, yeah, I know.
On intelligence alone.
Yeah.
Who else? Firestorm versus Johnny Blaze?
Johnny
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider would win that. Yeah. Sorry. He'd win that.
Yeah. Limitless. You know, just keep me in your dome piece because Ghetto Geek Squad is coming.
I would love to see Calibak versus Juggernaut.
Kalibak, come here.
Kalibak, come here.
Yes, father, yes.
Why did Kalibak sound like an asshole?
Yes, father, yes.
Sound like a dick.
Kalibak.
Speaking of dicks, there's Dick the German. I'm sorry.
Softy.
Woo!
Nick.
Oh, it's Herman Suplex!
So yeah, Ghetto Geek Squad coming, coming to podcasting. Can't wait! It's gonna be dope. I cannot wait.
How about this one? Captain Marvel versus Captain Marvel.
Shazam versus Captain. Oh my God!
Could you imagine? Billy Batson, Shazam, boom!
Yeah. Crazy.
Like, there's so many. Oh my God.
Crazy.
I would love to see Nova from Marvel versus the Green Lantern.
Nova versus Green Lantern, yeah. You do that.
Because it's the Nova Corps versus Green Lantern Corps.
Who would you put Iron Man against?
Oh, that's hard.
Right? You could do a bunch of people in DC.
Steel.
Yeah,
man, because that's an Iron Man.
Yeah, but Steel is so one dimensional. He doesn't have the gadgets, man. He's just Steel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, you're talking about gadgets, right? Who is the one character in DC that has all these crazy gadgets? Batman.
So Batman versus Iron Man?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to know why? Now who does Cap fight?
Wow, that's tough.
You can have Cap fight Superman.
No.
No?
He would get annihilated.
Yeah.
Captain America. Oh, I got one for you. Captain America versus Slade Wilson. Deathstroke. That would be dope.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. Who else?
Yeah. What's going on in the chat room?
Oh, it's, yes, me, my rather, Nick German. Yes, me, my rather large dick. Hey, Shilin. Mongo says Miss Marvel versus Wonder Woman.
That it depends on where they fight.
Oh, here's one. Iron Man versus Lex Luthor. Mm. Luthor with that suit.
With the suit. With, yeah. With the exosuit.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Aha.
Aha. Ghetto Geek Squad.
God damn.
Ghetto Geek Squad is coming.
I like this. Hold on. I got to think of something else.
Let's save it for the fucking podcast.
I won't remember this.
So. Yeah. You'll remember it. You'll remember it. All right. We're going to get out of here because I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And
terrific.
And I want to put this up and do some other things. But I think that. Do you have anything else besides
that's it?
Wrestling news? Nothing?
That's it.
All right, I have nothing else either. So let's play some music and let's get out of here. Some 1998 Van Halen when they had Gary Cherone for one album and everybody hated it but me. I saw it in Madison Square Garden and I actually liked it. All right, so you know the deal. You know the social media handles. Shout out to Mega Powers for holding it down on the social media with the our Instagram page is blowing up, guys. At Terminal Throwbacks,
even the Black referees are liking our shit.
Yeah, I know.
What?
It's crazy. And I like Nick's idea of having a YouTube page. I have no time to do that shit, but I want to do it so bad. We do have a YouTube page though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. So. Keep it all locked. With social media, we're all over the place. Buy a t-shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees. Support all of our friends on The Rant. Of course, on The Rant, you have Surface Comic Book Show coming up. Will Morgan on The Sports Report. The Rant, The Shining Wizards, Rant Wrestling. I think that's it.
Spider-Man.
Oh, don't get me started.
Spider-Man.
Shaylin
asked the question.
Yeah, we'll do it. We're gonna do it.
Yeah,
Ghetto Geek Squad is coming. I don't know if it's coming to the ramp, but it's coming. Look out for it. I gotta get a logo for that too. Yeah, I want to use the Geek Squad ghetto, but I want to put some
Spider-Man versus Red Arrow.
Yeah.
Arsenal, why not?
I don't know. Arsenal versus
Hawkeye versus Green Arrow.
Yeah. It's endless, bro. You can do a bunch of amalgams, man.
Spider-Man vs. Beetle.
Yes.
Yeah, you can say it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's what happens when you're a fucking comic book nerd. You remember all this shit.
I know, it's retarded.
Green Goblin versus the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cable versus fucking Cyborg.
Oh, hands down. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I think that's it, man.
That's it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
So, on behalf of my tag team partner, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Fleury, bidding you do, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clapping, get arrested. Happy Mother's Day to all your moms out there, and all you soon-to-be moms. Mom, I love you. Choppy's mom, we love you.
Yes, ma'am.
And we love all your moms. That didn't sound right.
Whoa.
Yeah, didn't sound right. Well, you love your moms.
What?
Let them love their moms.
Okay.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.